rockmusicstar.com, where the 80s never clocked out, and the interview series just hit episode 150, which, if you're counting, is a lot of conversations about guitar solos.
Thomas S. Orwat Jr. has been busy. This episode moves through the careers of guitarists and bassists still very much in the game, and then lands at a live Quiet Riot show in upstate New York. Let's start with the musicians and the legacies they're still building.
The question running through these interviews is what it actually looks like to keep a career alive decades in, not on nostalgia alone, but through new music, new bands, and a willingness to start from scratch.
John Corabi puts it plainly. His first full-length solo album, New Day, is out on Frontiers Music, and he's touring behind it with an all-star band called John Corabi and Friends. His take on where they stand right now? We've all kind of realized we're a new band. Nobody knows we exist at this point. So we need to go out, play the shows, throw down, kick some ass. And hopefully those people will tell other people, oh my God, you've got to go see John Corabi and Friends.
That's a guy with credits in Motley Crue, Rat, and the Dead Daisies, essentially reintroducing himself. The grind doesn't care about your resume.
He's also candid about the Dead Daisy situation. Unexpected shows, mixed signals, a solo deal signed amid the confusion. His words, I don't even know what is going on with that band right now.
Rudy Sarzo's interview covers similar ground. A six-decade career, new solo singles, and the weight of being the only living member to have played in both the Randy Rhoads and Metal Health lineups of Quiet Riot.
And Vinnie Moore, fresh off a long UFO tenure, is heading out on Adrian Vandenberg's My Whitesnake Years tour, alongside Marco Mendoza. He's also sitting on two records worth of new material, and, almost as an aside, just played on William Shatner's heavy metal record.
Captain Kirk gets a guitar cameo? Sure.
The through line across all three is the same. Still writing, still touring, still finding new reasons to show up. That energy carries right into the live room.
The Sarzo interview is one thing. Seeing him play is another. The Batavia Downs show on July 10th puts all of that legacy in front of a crowd at a racetrack in upstate New York.
The review describes the closing stretch in direct terms. It was one of those magical concert moments when the band and the audience lock in. The set ended with Come On Feel the Noise and Metal Health, Bang Your Head. And the writing calls it perhaps one of the most impressive moments in the history of the Batavia Downs Summer Concert Series.
That is a specific superlative for a racetrack parking lot. And yet, 2.5 million monthly Spotify streams for a band whose breakthrough was 1983. The audience was real.
The show opened with the old MTV Audio trademark as an intro, then straight into Run for Cover. Midway through, the band dedicated Thunderbird to Randy Rhoads, Kevin Dubrow, Frankie Benali, and Ozzy Osbourne. A sincere pause in an otherwise full-throttle set.
Four dedications in one song is a lot of weight to carry, and they carried it.
Sarzo, at 75, was singled out for bass work described as blending John Entwistle and Jack Bruce with Billy Sheehan-style tap-ons. The review is unambiguous. He remains a living music legend. The current lineup, Sarzo, Alex Grossi, Jizzy Pearl, and Johnny Kelly, is the band honoring what Dubrow and Frankie Benali built. And on this night, it held.
Three interviews, one live show, and the same argument underneath all of it. The work doesn't stop just because the peak year was 40 years ago.
New albums, new bands, new stages. Next time, we'll see what else is moving on the site.